to this special edition of Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox. Tonight we're going to have a report back from the Swan Island Convergence down in Australia. We had one of the organizers, Simon Moyle, on to tell us about the action, and now we're having him back on to do a report back from the action. Simon Moyle, welcome back to Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox.
Hey, thanks so much for having me back, Cindy.
So how did it go? How did it go shutting down the base? And first of all, remind my listeners about the base that you shut down, and then tell us about the action.
Sure. So we went down to a place called Swan Island. It's a military base off the south coast of the Australian mainland, just near Melbourne. And it's a base where the SAS train, so the kind of elite Australian soldiers, and it's a place where ASIS, which is kind of our equivalent, I suppose, of the CIA, our overseas spies, the Australian overseas spies, operates out of. So these guys work together, the SAS and the overseas spies work together in gathering intelligence, but also in conducting some of the night raids and other sorts of, combat contribution to the war in Afghanistan. So we decided that this was kind of a key base that we wanted to target and a way, I suppose, to disrupt some of the preparations for war that we're, wanting to stand against. So we went down there for a week. We spent, just under a week, we spent 5 days down there. We did a couple of days of preparation where we did things like got to know each other. We spent some time doing, getting to know the war in Afghanistan and how that's going and where that's up to, and also, learning about the base itself and how it contributes and its significance, I suppose, in terms of the war in Afghanistan. And then we spent a day doing non-violence training and blockading training. So we actually had a day's kind of preparation, I suppose, before we went into the blockading on the Tuesday, which it turned out to be much more successful than we had even hoped. We were actually able to hold the base from that Tuesday morning all the way till the Wednesday afternoon. So almost 2 days of blockading the base, and it's a base that only has one way in and one way out. So we're able to hold that gate for that whole time.
Great. And you did send me a report back, and I'll include it with my blog when I post this this little interview with you. But the response by the law enforcement was unexpected too, wasn't it?
That's right. Yeah, we had a massive police presence last year. So about 180 police policing about 20 of us last year. This time we had more activists who were involved and a lot more, committed in the sense that there are about 20 of us up for arrest at any one time. So that meant basically that they didn't have the numbers to both police or arrest that many people. But we also, have some questions over whether it was actually a strategy on the part of the Defence Department to try and keep this particular action quiet. Which ended up backfiring spectacularly, because being able to hold and blockade that base successfully for 2 days made a much better story for the media than would have been had they just had a rest.
So that we're going now into the 12th year of the war in Afghanistan, and it seems like it's practically off the radar here in the U.S. And, as a matter of fact, seems like the entire anti-war peace movement in the world is, not active anymore, again, standing these terrible wars of aggression. Where do you think our movement should go? Our elections will thankfully be over in about a month, and where do you think these movements should go? What do you think we can do to actually get our coalition troops out of, it's mostly a U.S. thing, and most other countries are kind of symbolic, but what can we actually do, Simon? We've been working so hard, and I congratulate you on your action, and thank you for your action.
Yeah, no worries. I guess from our point of view, we're doing two things primarily. One is these kinds of actions where we're wanting to build a sense of community. So we had about 70 people involved over the week. Everyone from kind of, you know, just a couple of months old up to, you know, people in their 80s. So building kind of inclusive communities that prove that nonviolent resistance is not only fun, but is also effective in some of the aims that we might want to undertake, I think is an example to the world of what's possible, you know, in terms of security, in terms of the way we think about security, that we can actually do these things and they're fun and inclusive. But also I think getting to know some of the people in Afghanistan, which I think I talked about last time, we actually spent some time as in the convergence actually listening to these young Afghans, the Afghan peace volunteers, who we rang up and just talked with over Skype and heard some of what they're wrestling with, some of the struggles for the Afghan peace movement, and some of the things that they're up against, and I guess began to develop some friendships with those young people, which is what they're asking of us. They're asking of us to end the wars, but also to be their friends. And I think as much as, you know, we can be friends with these people, it begins to break down this kind of us and them and all of the kinds of stereotypes we have about Afghan people, and it becomes a much more personal process, and it becomes very hard to be enemies with or to bomb people that you know and who you care about.
Well, great, brilliant. Simon Moyle, thank you so much for being on the show again, and thank you so much for what you're doing, and please keep us posted about your further actions in the future, and let us help you get the word out about those.
Yeah, thank you. And if people want to check out some of the photos, we have some really spectacular photos from the week, just jump on the website, which is swanislandpeace.org, and yeah, check those out, and there's a whole lot of report back from other people as well that you can read there. So thanks for having me on.
Okay, great, Simon. That was Simon Moyle from the Swan Island Peace Convergence. You've been listening to a special edition of Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox, and I'd like to thank everybody who makes this show possible. This is Cindy Sheehan. Peace out for now. Thank you.